Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the state of a town as depicted in Sangam literary work Puranoru 355, penned by an anonymous poet. Set in the category of Kanji Thinai or defense, the verse focuses on the attitude of a girl's family. Madilum Nyayil Indre கிடங்கும் நீயிர் இன்மையின் கன்று மேய்ந்து உகழும் ஊரது நிலைமையும் இதுவே. மற்றே என்னா மையலன் தந்தை தன்னையர் கண்ணார் கண்ணிக் கடுமான் கிள்ளி. A verse where the last portion is missing. However, from the way it begins, we understand it's another song about an imminent war for the sake of a maiden. The poet's words can be translated as follows. The fort walls stand without a bastion. As for the moat, having no water, it has become the place for calves to graze and gambol. This is the state of the town. However, not considering all this, confused are her father and her brothers. The great Killi, wearing captivating garlands and riding speedy horses. Time to explore the nuances. The poet starts by talking about how the fort of that town lacked the defensive wall, possibly ruined in a previous war. Then the moat, which should be filled with water and crocodiles like any respectable one would be, lacks all those elements and has become the grazing site for calves to munch on and leap about. Such is the ruined state of this place, the poet details. However, the girl's father and brothers do not seem to think about the situation, laments the poet. He then starts to talk about the alluring garlands and dashing horses of King Killi, but whatever he meant to say have become words scattered in the winds of time, not to be found. From other similar verses, we can surmise that the poet is either going to talk about the beauty of Killi's city and equate that to that of the maiden, or the wealth there and equate it to the wealth being offered for the maiden, or maybe even an unthought of connection. Whatever that was, it remains words unspoken and left to the imagination of the readers. A verse which reminds us that we have a responsibility to the past to protect whatever sources and artifacts we have been blessed enough to find and retain in our age and time so that it can be handed over intact to the descendants of the future. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.